Blog Talk Radio.
Today, praise the Lamb of God. For the first time this week, Prophet Michael Shakespeare is here with PSM Live, and we want to thank and praise God for Prophet Daryl Saunders and the crew, all of our intercessors and those who participated. I know Bertha Pruitt and those that have been on the show also, praise the Lamb of God, supporting and making sure the show went on while we were away ministering in Flint, Michigan. And we want to thank God for such a one as Prophet Daryl, who insisted that I get my rest so that I can minister with strength and power and spend time with the Lord and be able to, perform and do the things I had to do while he hosted the show. So we shout out to him. Thank you so very much, Prophet Daryl Saunders. Praise the Lamb of God for all that you have done in these last few days. It's Word Thursday, and we thank and praise God for his glorious word. What a wonderful time we have had. Praise the Lamb of God in the city of Flint. We had an awesome time in the city of Flint, Michigan, there with Pastor Patrick Saunders at the New Jerusalem Full Gospel Baptist Church there on Carpenter. And really late afternoon at 5:30 started the lecture series. And then we went into a prophetic flow, praise the Lamb of God, around 7 o'clock. And we were out, a good time, 8:15. We were out, praise the Lamb of God, and breaking bread around 8:30, quarter to 9. I just thank God for such a people and such a shift that's going on in the body of Christ, and that God is using me in the way that he is to establish these prophetic ministries and gifts within the framework of the church, and they are going to be operating live. Boy, we brought forth last night, I think, 13 prophets and prophetess. Oh, my God. Maybe five or six that had healing in their hands, praise the Lamb of God, establishing them, giving them proper protocol and orders on how to function and what have you in the local church. Just a wonderful, wonderful time that we had activating and the ears and all of that kind of stuff. People been filled with the Holy Ghost, the gift of tongue. My God, what a time we had. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're here today live at our studio. We're back. Praise the Lamb of God in the saddle. And we thank and praise God for each of you, again, that participated. Our scripture reading right here, praise the Lamb of God, is going to come from Isaiah today, the 12th chapter. Starting at the first verse, and it says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Therefore will joy With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation, and in that day shall you say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." The entire 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. People of God, it sounds like the Psalms, didn't it? That's what interests me so much when I was reading. It sounds like the book of Psalms. Praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you, this prophet here, oh my goodness, did he know how to put it out for the people? And we thank and praise God for his word today. May it be a blessing in your hearing. Here's one of our intercessors all lined up here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, how you doing, sweetheart?
Good. Welcome back. Glad to have you back.
It's good to be back. Praise God. I thank God for each of you and all of your participation. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's always good to be home. There's no place like home.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that. Wait a minute. Here's Prophet Daryl, I believe, coming on also. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl Saunders, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, Apostle. How are you doing today?
He said he wonderful. I like that when he said he wonderful. He wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I'm blessed because of you, Prophet Daryl, and those that assisted you to allow me to get a little more rest than I even anticipated that I was going to be able to get. And then to be able to also, do ministry on that full level, praise the Lamb of God, the way that I was doing it early afternoon into the night, praise the Lamb of God, or late afternoon into the night, and because of your sensitivity in contacting or we communicating and you saying, Prophet, rest, I'll do the show. And what have you, I salute you in the highest for that, because I needed that rest, praise God, hallelujah, and I thank you, man. I was able to drive home with Angel last night, didn't have to stay over all of that and get in the house and get in the bed and get some rest so that I could get up again this morning and get back on the, you know, on the main function of where I'm supposed to be. Praise God. So I salute you. Thank you so much, Prophet Daryl Saunders, for all that you do. We are here, man. I tell you, the Lord is so good, and he's so kind. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're exalting him on this word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. We're exalting that word high. Why? Because God has exalted his word above his own name already. Praise the Lamb of God. God has exalted his name. Hallelujah. So his word above his own name. So we need to do the same identical thing. Praise God. I see Bertha down here in the queue. And praise God. We thank God for her. She had to go out and minister at the Church of God in Christ last night. And we gave her liberty to do that. And we thank and praise God for, I know she went over there and just showed out. She don't know nothing else to do. Praise God. You know how she act like she done rub shoulders with Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Bertha?
I am blessed and wonderful this day. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you got some voice? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yes. I'm learning how to put off from the belly and not from the throat. And God just works that.
I see, said the blind man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Singing from your diaphragm, pulling from your diaphragm is the way it's supposed to be done. Hallelujah. And that will preserve your voice. Praise God. Oh, everybody don't know how to do that, though. That's a taught thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you all something. Let me tell you all something. God is good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
And his mercy is everlasting. We really serve an awesome God. God, we really serve. I couldn't believe how God was moving and doing that at New Jerusalem on last night with the activations. It was just as easy as drinking a glass of water.
My God.
When you're in sync, I'm learning more and more, when you're in sync with the Holy Spirit and you're hearing God and the Lord is giving you your directives. I mean, I'm sitting in and the Lord just started talking to me and said, when you stand up, do this. Then he said, then call this group of people. Then call this group of people, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to. It was smooth as silk.
Amen.
Smooth as silk. Oh, my goodness. And the presence of God, I tell you, was just awesome. I'm just overjoyed. Praise the Lamb of God as the impartation of giftings and activations, boy, and people became active in the prophetic. And the pastor church, he is just so happy and is altering everything he's doing. And he's shifting with it, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to see a powerful church in the north up there in Flint,
amen,
Michigan, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, oh, my goodness. I talked about a five-star church flowing in the prophetic. That's what I dealt with those nights. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. They have the presentation. They have that. Oh, they have all of that, praise God. And a lot of churches do have that level of excellence that you'll see at a hotel or anywhere. The cleanliness, the neatness, the kindness, the servitude, all of that, but yet powerless. Hello, light bulb.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We want to be powerful as well as flowing in professionalism. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what has to be brought back to the church of today. We have to bring that back. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Let's go to prayer. Since we got Ophelia on the line here, England and waiting as an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. We want her to come on. I thought I was going to see Ophelia up there. She lived right up under. Yeah, Flint. I was there in spirit. She was there in the spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I've been waiting to hear my song, Break Every Chain. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for all of you who are incarcerated, those of you behind prison bars. I want you to know that God, hallelujah, has locked you up on purpose so that he could save your life, deliver you, and change you. But
Amen.
You're going to have God right there where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to find God right there. He's right there with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Ready to make the adjustments and the shift in you that's going to bring forth the best you that you ever dreamt you can be. God can restore you back to society and allow you, praise the Lamb of God, great favor if you walk in his and accept his salvation, his deliverance, praise the Lamb of God, and allow him to father you. I promise you, you won't regret it. Those of you in convalescent home, Jesus loves you, mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather. God loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Those in the hospital wards, I want you to know that God is a healer. He's a healer right this minute, right now, and he can and he will do what no other power can do. For those of you who are confused, praise the Lamb of God, you're under satanic attack. Hallelujah. You feel that God has departed from you. I want you to know that God is a restoring God. Hallelujah. His love can come back. His power, his protection can come back over you. And then those of you who are under attack by the enemy, I want you to know no weapon formed against you can prosper. If you are the servant of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. It's one of our fringe benefits. That no weapon formed against us can prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, I feel you. Take us to the King.
Hallelujah. 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 Put a praise on your lips. In the name of Jesus, glory to the Lord.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, merciful Jesus. Hallelujah. Help to die. In the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, we look upon the hills where our strength comes from. Father God, glory unto you on this day. As we bow our heads and say, forgive us, Lord, for our transgressions. Forgive us, Lord, for our sin. In the name of Jesus, wash us anew. You, Father God, all merciful King, how great you are in this day, Father God, as we stretch our arms to you, Father God, as we blow sweet kisses unto you, Father God, all merciful King, we know that you hear us, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, without a doubt, Father God, we know that you hear us on this day in the name of Jesus. Glory unto the Lord, thy God. Father God, we ask you to bless each and every person, Father God, that's behind prison walls, Father God. Pour your spirit throughout this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, throughout every city and every state, Father God. Pour your spirit, Father God. Saturate the people, Father God. Clean them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Talk to them, Father God, oh merciful King. Give them signs and wonders.
Let's go.
Father God, right where they are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Change the atmosphere, Father God. Change the atmosphere and flood it with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of life is inside those walls. The Spirit of creativity is inside those walls. The Spirit of healing is inside those walls.
Yes.
The Spirit of restoration is inside those walls. The Spirit of rejuvenation is right inside those walls. In the magnified name of Jesus, we say life in those walls. Life in those vessels in the name of Jesus. Warriors, wake up. Intercessors, wake up. Apostles, wake up. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God is talking to you. Hallelujah. Harden not your heart anymore in the name of Jesus. Take the cotton out your ears and listen upon the Lord thy God. In the name of Jesus, glory to the Lord thy God. Thank you for healing the elders, Father God, in the convalescent home, Father God. Thank you for healing them, Jesus. Hallelujah. They are not forgotten, Father God. They are still loved and still wanted and still needed in the name of Jesus. Touch their skeleton system. Touch their muscular system, Father God. Touch their mind clear and sound in the name of Jesus. Touch their eyes, Father God, that they can see in the natural and the supernatural, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus. Bless their families, Father God. that they continue to honor their elders in the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching the doctors and the nurses, Father God. Let them have the compassion of Christ in the name of Jesus. Let the atmosphere be conducive for life, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Shift the atmosphere, Father God. Send a fresh wind throughout the atmosphere, Father God. Saturate the people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them sit up in their bed, Father God. No more will they hang their head low, Father God, but they know they're loved by the Christ Almighty, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking care of those who are homeless, Father God. Thank you for keeping them out the heat and keeping them out the cold. Thank you for nourishing them, Father God. Thank you for blessing them, Father God, with people that surround them with love and compassion, Father God. People who will not walk past them and shake their head, Father God, but give them a hand up and not a hand out, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you glory on this day, Father God. We lift you on high in the name of Jesus, Father God. We call you King and call you Lord, Father God, because you are the sustainer and the redeemer, Father God. You're the very breath in our body, Father God. You're the wind beneath the wings, Father God, oh merciful King, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God. We lift up PSMI before you, Father God, as you continue washing it, Father God, as you continue stretching it to dimensions we've never been to, Father God, and realms we've never been to, Father God. We thank you for the new angels that you have assigned. We thank you for the new assignment, Father God. We thank you for the attentive ears, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll receive your strategies and run with it, Father God. Oh, merciful King, hallelujah. We thank you for the people who are listening right now. Every spirit on this phone line is subject to the spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There will be no hidden agenda, Father God. In the name of Jesus, your name is stamped on this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, that God. We bind up any warfare that's trying to hinder this movement. We bind up any self-movement, Father God. We bind up the unclean spirits right now. We bind up any sickness and disease right now. Anything that's connected to Jesus is purified and blessed in the magnified name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, that it's not like prayer. Hallelujah. Let's stay right in this mode. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your people and their attentiveness and sensitivity to your servant, that they call your name, O God, on my behalf. I thank you for intercessors. I thank you for Prophet Daryl Sanders. Hallelujah. For Bertha. Thank you, Father, for these daughters and sons who surrender themselves and spend themselves in prayer. Thank you, O God. I pray the prophet's reward upon each of them. Hallelujah. Yes, God, that you would download a blessing to a suddenly blessing. Oh, God, for upholding my arms. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them the desires of their hearts. And God, refuel, strengthen, build up, and give joy. Ah, as the enemy to suppress and depress us after we've had great experience in thee. I know, God, hallelujah, that the spirit of restoration is in you. I know, Father, hallelujah, there's nothing you can't do. You are the El Shaddai, hallelujah. Be mighty in our lives today. Be mighty in our lives today. Signs and wonders and miracles belong to you. Bless us today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh boy. Just wanted to pray that prayer over Prophet Daryl and Bertha and you all for all that you all do. Boy, oh boy, I really want to impart a blessing to you today. Praise the Lamb of God, because you're just such good people, and I thank God for you. Granddaughter?
Yes.
How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing, granddaddy.
All right, then. I know the Lord is ordering your steps in these things, so let's get to stepping. Praise the Lord. Amen. I knew Prophet Daryl was going to like that one. Praise the Lord.
Prophet Daryl me, Granddaddy.
Huh? Prophet Daryl what?
I got Prophet Daryl at my house with me and Sandra with me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now y'all can have a good prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. That's good. You got the right too, right there with you too. Yeah. Let Prophet Daryl anoint y'all with oil. Mm-hmm. And lay y'all out right there in the floor. Yeah, he can do it too. Don't think he can't. He got power in his walk. Praise the Lord. You better watch him. You better watch him. Praise the Lamb. People of God, let me tell you this. Hallelujah. As I was teaching on yesterday and the day before, of course, I think about you guys all the time. And what I'm going to share, praise God, in the tidbits that the Holy Spirit be of nuggets of truth that he be revealing to me out of the word, praise the Lamb of God, and out of the Spirit. And I'm just telling you all, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. We are, PSM, listen to me, we are on the cutting edge, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is doing in his church right now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a shift going on, praise the Lamb of God, and it's not just about leadership that's on the top. It's a spiritual shift within the framework, praise the Lamb of God, of the congregation and the ministries to bring us, praise the Lamb of God, full circle to back being the first century church, praise the Lamb of God. That we can walk in power and glory and anointing. And this is being done, praise the Lamb of God, by the latter-day outpouring. Hallelujah. I saw it so clear the other day, praise the Lamb of God, as the Lord was speaking and showing, and it said, in the last day I'll pour out of my spirit on all flesh and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Oh, my goodness. I'll pour out of my spirit or all flesh, but he didn't say all flesh would prophesy to your sons and daughters. So we have to classify the your, praise the Lamb of God. He was talking to the saints. He was speaking to those who were in covenant with him, praise the Lamb of God, that your children, hallelujah, would prophesy. Yes, God, and visions and dreams would come through them, praise the Lamb of God, as a holy people and as a royal priesthood, praise God. People of God, we're going to see some amazing, amazing things come forth, praise the Lamb of God, as these ministry gifts that has been given by Jesus Christ is set in place. We're going to see some amazing and powerful things. And I pray, praise the Lamb of God, that you are ready to receive, praise the Lamb of God, these downloads and impartations and powerful moves that God is going to be doing, praise the Lamb of God, here in the next year, I would say the next year or so, praise God, we're going to see a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, coming off that pew and getting active, praise the Lamb of God, in spiritual ministry. It's going to take place, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God. It is going to take place. But I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, you are on the cutting edge. You are at the forefront. Praise the Lamb of God, PSM. You are on the forefront of this change that is going to be taking place, praise the Lamb of God, within the churches. You just watch what I tell you. You're going to see it yourself. You're going to say, this is what Prophet was talking about, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see the shift and change within the churches, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The old way is about to end. A new dispensation is about to dawn. Just watch what I tell you. It's the Lamb of God. A new dispensation. And no one is going to be able to to lie about their fellowship and their relationship with God is going to be displayed,
amen,
praise of God,
that's
in
right,
the glory that's on their life and the power, praise the Lamb of God, of the Holy Ghost that resides within. You're not going to be able to fake it no more, praise the Lamb,
okay,
of God. Hallelujah. When the signs,
okay,
wonders, miracles start coming forth, you ain't going to be able to fake them. Hello,
amen,
light bulb.
Yes,
praise the Lamb,
amen,
of God. It's going to be the real deal. It's going to be the real deal, praise God. Hallelujah. And I want all of us to be, hallelujah, on the forefront of this. I want all of us to be recipients of his glory. And so it's going to take some self-inventory. It's going to take some repositioning ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, dealing with our mess and our stuff that we should have dealt with a long time ago anyway.
Right.
That's
true. Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Looking in the mirrors of in the mirror of God's word and getting it correct, praise the Lamb of God, and on point. And as the old people used to say, stop playing church. The season has ended, Lamb of God. And we need to really become the people of God, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, that the world expects us to be.
Right.
The world has an expectation on us.
Okay.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Humanity,
amen,
has an expectation on us, praise the Lamb of God. And since we have not been able to deliver what we acclaim and attest, praise the Lamb of God, to as believers, they have just turned their head and say, we don't even need church no more. We can do it our way. The only thing that separates us from any other social club is Christ.
Right, that's right.
But a dead Christ is no good.
Right.
A dormant Christ is no good.
Right.
We need people who are active in the Holy Ghost. Now that is our distinguishable difference, that we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That we're full of faith. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb,
amen,
of God. Hallelujah. But you can't have the Holy Ghost and the unholy ghost at the same time.
Can't they be done?
And do y'all want me to say that again? If that slipped,
sure,
over your head. You can't have the Holy Ghost and an unholy ghost at the same time.
Amen.
That's right.
Light and dark.
Hello, light bulb. Praise,
mm-hmm,
the Lamb of God. So it's time for us to choose the God we're going to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And if God be God, we got to serve him.
Yeah.
Praise,
that's
the
right,
Lamb of God. Be in position and condition for his usage. Be ye holy.
Well,
I'm holy.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord. I didn't make that up. God said it.
Yes,
be ye set aside. Because I'm set aside. I'm a special God. I ain't like these other gods. God is holy.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And if we're going to deal with God, we got to deal with him in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And holiness is right. Holiness is right, people of God. Let no man deceive you.
Okay.
Holiness is right. And when you, somebody tell you can't live holy, you call them a lie. They demon, that's a lie from the gate. Hallelujah.
Okay.
That you can't live holy. Yes, you can. God would not tell you to do something you can't do. You may not be able to do it on your own. But his grace is sufficient for you.
Yes, it
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah. And this strength is made perfect in your weakness. Strength like no other. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, I felt God when I said that. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're coming into a new era of church, people of God. I'm just going to put up the kingdom of Christ is being manifested right now more in the earth than ever. And when you see these signs, wonders, and miracles start breaking out all over the place, praise the Lamb of God, it's going to be on and popping. Praise the Lamb of God. I see it coming. I see it coming, people of God. Hallelujah. And just keep conditioning yourself. Keep telling the Lord, I'm available to you. Keep telling the Lord, I surrender. Keep telling the Lord, here I am. Hallelujah. And Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Keep telling the Lord, the Lamb of God, use me, Lord, in your service. Hallelujah. Draw me near every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch what God do in you and through you. Praise the Lamb of God. And this time, people of God, we're going to walk, watch this now, in the financial blessings also. We're not going to be a poor church. We're not going to be poor saints. Vagabond saints, I call them. Hello, light bulbs. We got power, we got this, but we don't have no money. God's going to change that too. The transfer is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And get ready to walk in your wealthy place. Get ready for your tent to be enlarged. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all don't believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch.
Yeah, I do.
I believe it with my whole heart, soul, mind, and body.
Okay.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God is not through with us yet. Praise the Lamb of God. And there is another round. Hallelujah. And this is, there's going to be a financial revival. Praise the Lamb of God for the saints of God. God is going to restore. I done told you that. I'm trying to tell y'all this. Praise the Lamb. You better listen to the prophet. Hallelujah. A financial revival going to come for the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Going to empower us. He told us some months ago that he was setting us up for the rest of our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to set some things in place for you so you won't have to worry about how you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, and all of that old kind of stuff, and what you're going to wear. Be free to do what God wants you to do. And it's not going to be in a bondage. Hello, light bulbs. Somebody ought to shout bondage no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Bondage no more, baby. That's over. Praise the Lamb of God.
Over.
Bondage. We're not going to be ensnared in that bondage again.
Okay.
Hallelujah. God is giving ideas, witty ideas for businesses and everything. You just got to open your mind up. Praise the Lamb. Open your heart and your spirit, and stop limiting God to one way. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven. He got more ways to praise the Lamb of God than you can do. How many windows is it in heaven? Okay.
Woo! Okay.
All right. How big is God's man?
Okay.
How many windows are there in heaven?
There's
That's how many different ways God has to bless you.
Amen.
And you looking at one window, your little job. You looking at your little job as the only way for God to bless you.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. You looking at that little government as the only way for God to bless you. No, baby. No. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You watch what he does. You watch, he going to give some people some order. He going to say, you're fishing on the wrong side of the boat.
Amen.
Throw your net over on the right side.
Yes, Lord.
Prepare to take in a drought. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
You going to need some help. Come on, talk to me here. You have to call some other little ships to come help you.
Yes.
To bring in what God has given you. Come on, somebody shout overflow.
Overflow, hallelujah.
Overflow of your blessings. That's when your blessings overtake.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When your blessings overtake you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, oh, my God, my hair's standing up on my head. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence here today. My God, my God, my God. God's going to release it. He's going to give it to his people in this season. And this revival is going to leave us in awe of God, praise of God. But we're going to be ready to run and shout and do his will, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, my God. When he tell you to go to Africa, you ain't going to have nothing holding you back. Because everything going to be in order. You know, well, oh, well, God, I guess I can go. All the bills paid.
Yeah.
I can go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just watch now. Watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, prophet, love you all today. Yes, I do. My God, my God. It's Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is going forth already on this show. And I know prophets have been doing a lot of prophesying. Praise the Lamb of God this week already. I know he has. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. But sometimes we need corporate words also. We need to know where God is, what God is planning, what he's doing, praise and how it's going to affect us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you got to do is stay in condition and in position. Condition and position to receive what God has for you. Don't play games with God. I keep telling the saints, don't play games with God in this season.
Amen.
You cannot afford to play games with God. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
This all game, this in and out, save the day, unsave tomorrow, obeying the word today, don't want to obey it tomorrow, questioning the Bible, trying to make it mean what you want it to mean. You can't do that.
No, good.
You can't compromise the scriptures. Either it's the word of God in Genesis, and it's the word of God in Revelation, and everything sandwiched in between it, or it's not the word of God at all. Now, how you going to take it? How you going to make it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If Genesis 1 and 1 is the word of God, and then in Revelation, is it chapter 22? Praise the Lamb of God, and that last word is amen. If that's so, if in the beginning God, and the last word in the Bible is amen, if that's the word of God, everything in between it is the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't allow stuff that don't fit you right because you don't want to do it.
Right.
Or you don't want to obey it or walk in it and say, well, I don't think that he apply to us because blah, blah, blah. Now, see, I tell people
that's
this all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. If this law does not apply to us as a regulation, praise the Lamb, as a rule for us to live by, praise the Lamb of God. Wait, are y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
Then honoring your mother and father has no place.
Jesus.
Hello, like, can't dispel one and accept the rest.
Right.
Thou shalt not
right.
commit adultery. Everybody can commit adultery then. It's all right.
Thou shalt
not stone steal because this law don't apply to us no more.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Okay.
Just make too much sense. Then you want to flip over somewhere and say, well, I don't know about this here because, see, this was dead away and Jesus didn't do this and Jesus didn't do that and Jesus did. What is you talking about?
That's the area they're sitting in. They don't want to acknowledge.
Exactly. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever we have our shortcomings in, we don't want to acknowledge it, praise the Lamb of God, and we don't want to walk in it. But let me tell you something. It does not change because you don't like it.
Right.
That's right.
So, it does not change because you don't want to adhere to it. And the penalty, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, or whatever it is you disobeying does not change also. And I'm telling you this, people of God, because this compromise, praise the Lamb of God, is an entrapment to many of the believers' blessings. Because we're compromising the word of God, and then we're sitting up in church shouting at the same time.
Hypocrites.
How you?
Right.
Now, I didn't want to call nobody no hypocrite, but that is hypocritical.
Yes, it is.
It has hypocritical tones to it, undertones to it, praise the Lamb of God. But I'm sitting there, I'm shouting and praising God and jumping up, amen in this, amen in that. And at the same time, I got a compromise going.
Uh-huh. That's true.
We can't do that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Nope.
If we're going to have the power and the prosperity and the peace and the divine protection, hello, light bulbs, the divine provision that God has promised us,
right,
you can't compromise the word of God.
Right.
No,
hallelujah.
No,
can't do it. You can't do it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You got to live it, walk it, talk it, sleep it, and eat it until you become word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Till you become word of God.
That's right.
That should be your goal. As many as believed upon him gave he power to become the sons of God.
Yes, he did.
Son of God is the word of God, Jesus. You sing it,
yes,
bread
Lord.
Of heaven sent down from glory. Come on, talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the word of God? That's right.
Yep.
So now, if that's so, and he's giving you the power to become just like him, then he's giving you power to become the word of God.
Amen.
That's right.
But you got to be renewed, transformed, regenerated,
oh, yes,
born
yes.
again.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes,
woo! My goodness.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Like my grandmama now, I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
It's good to know that you're in sync with God. It's good to know that you're in the proper place of position. Praise God. I would rather be wrong about the Bible by saying that it's right than to be right with other people and find out that I'm wrong.
Okay.
My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My. People of God, if we can just get back to total belief. Hallelujah. Total belief. Praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus and his disciples was in the upper room, after Jesus had rose from the dead, Prophet Darrell, he rose from the dead, and he entered the room, and Thomas was there this time, and Jesus looked upon them, and he said, Thomas, handle me. And Thomas said, no, Lord, I don't need you. He said, no, thrust your finger in the holes in my hand. And in my side where there's spirit me, that you might know that it's me. He said, Lord, I believe. And this words came out of Jesus' mouth. He said, blessed are you because you believe and see. But the greater blessing is upon those who will believe who have not seen.
Yes,
hello,
God.
Mike.
Yes, God.
Now, listen to me, people of God. After Jesus gave his disciples total 100% belief proof that he was risen, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he did.
You can't receive the Holy Ghost compromising.
Amen.
Uh-oh. You can't receive the Holy Ghost with fire and power compromising the word of God. You must have total belief.
Yes, Jesus.
Do he won't breathe on you?
Lord,
you know that. Hallelujah. And somebody need to tell the Lord, strengthen my unbelief.
Amen.
Oh, yes,
you have some issues with, you need to tell the Lord to strengthen your unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I tell you today, people, if we could come to a place of believing the word of God with our whole heart, it'll be so much easier to get into his presence.
Amen.
It'll be so much easier to get a word from God. But I tell people all the time, God is not, you know, an hallucinator or someone who's on drugs or something that he don't understand your plight. But at the same time, he's not crazy that he don't understand when you are in and out in your belief and going back and forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to put all our idols away now, including us being our own idol. Become, you know, some of us self-worship. We love ourselves so much we worship ourselves. We can't worship God and nobody else because we so into us. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right. Said it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a place of putting away our idols and putting away, praise the Lamb of God, things that are displeasing to God so that we can walk in the fullness, praise the Lamb of God, of his glory. The fullness, praise the Lamb of God. I talked them on yesterday and day before from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. These gifts given so that we can come in full measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. The full measure. Hallelujah.
Full measure. Amen.
The full.
Full
that means everything that he was.
Yes,
we'll be operating. Praise the Lamb of God. If we get the deposits we need from these anointed gifts that God has given us.
Amen.
My. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Until they bring people and lay them in the street that your shadow will go over them. My God, my God, that they'll be healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. That's what I want to, God, that's what I want to see. Hallelujah. Till they bring people with all manner of sickness and none go back without being healed. That the record is, and they were all healed. He healed every one of them. Praise the Lamb of God. The power of God is going to become so prevalent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That men will run in again crying, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Glorious day is before us. Praise of God. And this is the hour of the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God, according to Romans 8. The earnest expectation of the creation groaneth in travail, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. It's right there in Romans. Hallelujah. The 8th chapter. Glory to Jesus. I thank God I'm one of them sons. I thank God I'm one of them sons. I'm one of his. Hallelujah. That's manifesting in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Coming forth or coming out with boldness and not shame. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. I tell you, I love God today. Woo! Praise God. I feel the glory on me. Lord Jesus. Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for electing and choosing me. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our prophetic flow in just a minute here. Shake a neighbor. Tell a friend we're on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, it's Word Thursday, and we're going to let it rip in just a minute here. Praise the Lamb of God. We have the prophetic presbyter in place, and it's going to be, praise the Lamb of God, a wonderful, wonderful time here in this last hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let me see. Can I find us a little flow music here? Praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter, where you at?
I'm right here.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. I need you to come and pray for me. Hallelujah. I want you to set the ground for the prophetic flow here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you mind doing this for us?
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
You don't mind? You don't mind. Well, good. That's wonderful. Praise God. We're glad you're still in the service of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Still in the service of the Lord forever.
Still in the service of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to set the grounds, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to light up some lines here. Praise the Lamb of God for those of you, hallelujah, that's here with us. My God, my God. You want me to tell you something? I believe, yes, Lord, I believe the Word of God so much. I believe in the Word of God so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That I have no room to believe anything else. That's how much I believe the Word of God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Believe it, people of God. I believe what it says. Believe what it says I can become. I believe what it says I can be. I believe what it says I am. Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Set the prophetic floor for us. Yes, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God just to give you glory, God. God, we come to give you honor. We just come to thank you. God, we come to exalt your holy name, God. For God, you are worthy to be praised, God, from the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same sun. God, oh Father God, we just want to just thank you, God, for life on today, God. God, we just thank you, hallelujah, God, that you gave us another opportunity, God, to stand here and get it right with you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, I ask right now, God, that first you would forgive us of all sins, God, of all iniquity, God, of anything that we said, did, or thought, God, that would cause your people to stumble and fall, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, wash us with the blood of Jesus on this day, God. God, that we might be worthy to enter into your presence today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just want to ask that you would come in, God. We invite you in on the show, God, in the name of Jesus, to come in and set the atmosphere today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you would make this atmosphere conducive, God, for your prophetic flow in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as your word go out today, God, God, let it fall on good ground, God. God, let your people grasp. God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, let it penetrate the hearts of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that your word will send fire, God, to purify us, God, to burn everything that's not like you in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that your word
will
God. God, correct us where we're wrong, God. Convict our spirits, God. God,
yes,
that we will turn away from our wicked ways, God, on this day in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask right now, God, that your word will go out through the airwaves, God. And God, it will touch those, God, that are looking and searching, God, that are crying for help, God, that are crying for the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that your word will go out today, God. And, oh, God, that it will break the chain, God. It will break the shackles, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that it will set every captive free today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, that it will heal your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, send your instructions out today, God. And, oh, God, let your people, God, be willing and obedient to follow you, God, to follow the instructions, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask that you will bless those, God. Bless your mouthpiece today, God. Oh, God, as they begin to speak the word from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless them, hallelujah, for pouring out to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I bind up every backlash and spirit, God, that will come and try to attack your people, God, that will try to attack your prophet and apostle, God. I bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I bind up every distracting spirit today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for no weapon that is formed shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, that you have raised up the standard today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even when the enemy tried to come in, God, you still raised the standard, God. Set a hedge of protection around them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we quench every fiery dart today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, your word shall go forth today, God. Oh, God, and it shall accomplish, God, what it set out to do in the name of Jesus, God. And it shall not return back unto you void, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we stand on the promises of you, God, and we stand on the word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it shall come to pass, God. God, even as he began to speak the word, God, we're watching manifest now, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For, God, we know you as a now, God. We know you as a right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So we believe it right now, God, that it shall come to pass. Right now, God. God, we know that you do not deliver any half things, God. God, we know that when you send your word out, God, it's already completed, God. It's already done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we praise you for it. We give you glory for it in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. As we go into worship, God, as we go into praise, God, hallelujah, Jesus, we set the atmosphere, God, for you to move in signs and wonders, God, for the miracles to come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and give you glory, God. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Jesus. We're opening the line. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's 1 o'clock. I want you to know, praise of it, as we go, our website, psmintl.org, psmintl.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. Praise the Lamb of God. Our backlog of books are in now. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophetic manual is here. Praise the Lamb of God. For those of you who are interested in learning more about the prophetic, the awakening and the awareness, we combine those manuals for you. They're on the site, the call and burden of intercessory prayer. Every, praise the Lamb of God, prophet, prophetess, whatever needs that book, praise the Lamb of God, to set you on your intercessory path, so that you can graduate and become a gapper. Praise the Lamb of God. To stand in the gapper's anointing, standing in the gap. Praise the Lamb of God. Then to fall on your knees is there also. Praise the Lamb of God. Oil is there. Healing water is there. Praise the Lamb of God. The healing water, hallelujah, is there. Praise God. My God is on the altar right now. Praise God. Right here in this room I'm sitting in. The water, praise the Lamb of God. The mantle is all right here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we want you to have it. All you have to do is place your order. Praise the Lamb. Just wanted to say that before we went into the flow, because our books had been on back order for a long time. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to open the mics now. Praise God and hope and pray. Hallelujah. That what the Lord has to say to you is, praise the Lamb of God, sufficient. Our presbyter is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl Saunders and Bertha Pruitt is with me today, and I thank God for both of them. Y'all know they accurate. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 336, your mic is hot.
How you doing today, brother?
I'm blessed. Who's calling?
Yes, my name is Ayam. I'm calling from Carolina.
All right, from Carolina. How did you...
Sir?
How did you find us today?
Well, I was online, and I was brought to your page, looking at Blog Talk, and your page came up.
Okay.
And, I wanted to listen to everything you guys had to say and had to share.
Did you find it fruitful?
Very. Very.
Well, bless you. Bless you. What's your name? I'm trying to get a name. I want to get to know you a little bit here.
Yeah, that is my name. I am. It's capital I.
Oh, I am is your name.
Yes, sir.
Really? Okay. And you in Carolina, there, South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. We have some members and stuff in the Carolinas there in Raleigh area around in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. One thing I sense about you already is your relationship with the Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I sense that you have a strong relationship with God. Matter of fact, praise the Lamb, you have some prophetic giftings flowing in you. Hallelujah. I can sense that and discern that right off. My goodness gracious, praise God. All right, let me see what Mom Bertha going to say to you first here. Ma, Bertha, what you hear?
I am the Spirit of the Spirit of the Lord says to you, I am, that you're seeking God, that there's a hunger and a thirst in you because you want to know who you are in God, and you're ready to take your rightful place and rightful position in God. God says seek him the more. Meditate in your word and in prayer. Come up under a prophetic covering. Because as prophet says, there is a prophetic anointing on your life. There's a gifting there that you don't quite understand. But you need to get the understanding of who you are in God and where God is taking you. God says to pray more, communicate and talk to him more, seek him early. Because the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation you are seeking, he will give it to you. All you have to do is ask, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl, where you at, man? Uh-oh, I cut him out. Praise God. There he is. Prophet Daryl?
Yes, sir, Apostle.
Do you hear something for this young man, sir?
I heard his name is I Am. That's some type of name, and you know, sometimes we have to be careful with names like that. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. It's a blessed name. Amen. I just want to tell my brother, I just touch and agree with what my Bertha said. Everything that she has said was so prophetic and so profound that the Lord has been ready to move you to another level in him. Hallelujah. And he also said you have to be careful what you let come out of your mouth in this season, all because the anointing and the gift that lies upon your life. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said you also have to be careful who you come in contact with in this season. Amen. So people will not allow to take advantage of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to say this to you, young man. That is a powerful anointing, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to say this to you, that God has already elected you as one of the latter day, praise the Lamb. This is not a denomination. but this is an election of God, one of the latter day, praise the Lamb of God, saints that is going to move in an unusual and unique anointing and power, praise the Lamb of God. And what Prophet Dell was saying to you is, your anointing already is at a place. Well, I'm just going to tell you this, Prophet of God. I'm just going to go on and tell you, but you need to wait on the affirmation and confirmation of God in what I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. But the anointing that's in your mouth is so strong until your words form things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even you not even knowing it. So you have to be careful of what you speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Especially that comes from your heart, from your spirit, because of the anointing that's on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. But you're going to find, as my Bertha was saying, Prophetess Bertha said to you, you're going to find God, praise the Lamb of God, in your meditation, in your quiet time. The revelation of Him is going to come strong to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord is really going to use you, praise the Lamb of God, in the near future like nothing you never imagined before. You're not going to believe the things that God is going to do through you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's one of the reasons why you're becoming a loner. Hello, light bulbs. God is calling you into His presence. He's calling you away from people, and He's calling you into His presence. Praise the Lamb of God. To spend time with Him. I bless you today, young man, and I'm proud to know you.
And I sure thank all of you, and I really love all of you.
Love you too,
right.
I am.
Love you.
We're here every day, Tuesday through Friday, at the same time, 12 to 2, okay?
Okay. Do you mind if I say one thing to you guys?
Sure. I'm sorry. Wait a minute, I am. I hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say that graciously, I love all of you. And I surely thank God for all of you and the words that you have spoken to me. And I take those words to my heart. And I would like to say that He, even in Himself, is going to breathe on you and on you all.
Thank you.
And when He breathes on you all, trust me when I tell you this, it will be unlike any other breath that you have ever felt. Because it's the breath of life, the very breath of life that you are breathing every day in your life. And in it itself, it will breathe on you and bring you into a higher state and a higher place in this life where we ought to be. And I would just like to say this. I would just like to say this. Is that the Father loves us so much. He loves us so much.
Yes,
when I tell
does.
You that He loves us so much, He loves us so much that despite of our flaws, He loves us so much that He's willing to look over those flaws and see within us His Christ of glory. As long as we enter into the presence of the Holy One that is within us and we remain in that Holy One, I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, our destination in this place and in this earth, we have not even yet in itself, we have not even yet arrived in that promised land. But I promise you that you will enter in that land of glory where you will be alone, my brother, with you and your father. So
you.
I would just like to encourage all of us, because what we have in us is greater than anything that will ever be. And let no man deceive you about that which is in you, because he that is in you is greater than you. It is not my destiny to seek this thing after I die, but it is my duty while I am alive to come into this thing that is in me. It's in you, my brother. The secret of life is hidden within all of us.
Bless you.
And I tell you that it's so amazing that when one enters into his beloved,
how his beloved would catch him up into an atmosphere that is beyond any man's wildest imagination. And I'm not saying those words wrong. What I'm saying is this, is that he that is in you is the one that is going to catch you up, where you will be caught up into him, where you both will be only one being, one life, and one spirit in this earth. This is an individual journey. And if my mother does not come into it, if my brother don't come into it, my father don't come into it, I must come into this that is in me. And I pray that they too will come into that which is in them. But it
Amen.
Is in me. It is in us. It is in us. That's where our love in the streets will come. Love in the streets will come.
My brother, you are on point, and you're confirming a lot of things that we have said. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're in total agreement with you. But right now, we got a line of people that's waiting for us to speak to them, and I didn't want to cut you off, but we got to keep moving. You see what I'm saying? This is our prophetic day.
I love you all.
Okay, we love you too, man. Stay with us, okay? Be blessed. All right, praise the Lamb of God. That's exciting to see somebody that excited about the anointing in the presence of God. To prove that we was definitely on point. Error code 313334.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you, Prophet?
I'm fine. Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Gotcha. This not Shala. I know this ain't Shala.
Yeah, we got that same prefix on the telephone number.
That's right. But I got the right one, babe.
I just wanted to get a word of a project that I'm working on and how God wants to use it or what he wants to do and on my life as well. That's just what I'm looking for today.
My Bertha?
Yes, Prophet. Cynthia, the Lord tells me to tell you this old song. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith of heaven is tableland. No higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. God says if you just stand still, he'll do the moving. He'll take you higher. If you pray and ask him, he'll give you the instructions that you need day by day to finish what you started, the project. But it's going to take pure faith to continue with what you have to do. And as God takes you higher and your faith begins to increase and to trust him and to depend on him confidently, totally, and completely, and not on what others say, but to open your ear only to God, you'll finish that project, says the Spirit of God, and you'll do it in the order and the way that the Lord has commanded you to do it. Be blessed.
Amen.
Prophet Darrell? Yeah, well, let me say this to you since Prophet Darrell didn't respond. The project, praise the Lamb of God, that you're speaking of, is connected to your life, praise the Lamb of God. But what I see is that correlation with Prophetess Bertha is that God is pouring out inspiration to you, praise the Lamb of God. Divine inspiration comes to us, praise the Lamb of God, in a particular way. And one of the things is when you write, praise the Lamb of God, and you do your project and what have you, you're going to find yourself flowing, praise the Lamb of God, and not really knowing why you're writing what you're writing. And when you go back and read it, it's not going to even sound like you. And that's a part of the inspiration, the way God gives us divine inspiration. And you're going to also, praise the Lamb of God, start entering into areas of that seem like a writer's block, praise the Lamb of God. And those are times that God is going to want you to come into his presence, praise the Lamb of God, so that he can refuel, restore, praise the Lamb of God, and give you back what you need in order, praise the Lamb of God, for the project to be finished in the way that he wants it to. There's still some more that has to be done to this project, praise the Lamb of God. There's still some more. Hallelujah. But God is going to use this project to be a blessing to many, praise the Lamb of God. I see you doing, signings and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I see you connecting with someone that's really going to help you get it out, praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bring you to this person that's really going to help you get this project out, praise the Lamb of God, where it needs to be so that it can be marketed properly and this, that, and another, so those that is prepared for it can receive it, praise the Lamb of God. Now, that I can tell you about that. Prophet Darrell, anything you want to say?
I'll just touch and agree with everything that you and my brother has already spoken over our lives.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, baby girl.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? That's confirmation, God. From the things that you have said, that God had already, like the writer's block, it's time to come back in his presence and refuel, and your writer is not done yet. Everything you said is just confirmation. So I thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And I
thank you. But guys, it's going to be good. It's going to be awesome, God, when you finish it. It's going to be straight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, moving right along here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 303. Wait a minute. It ain't lit up yet. Let's see. Wait. What's going on? Let me get you hot. Erico 303, your mic is hot. 303. Erico 303.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can.
Okay, good.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, Janelle. How's life treating you out there in the Kirky?
It's going pretty well. I definitely need you guys' prayer. I've had, like, I don't know, all types of back problems over the past week, but glory to God, most of it's all gone away, so I just have, like, a hip pain now.
You didn't fall or anything?
No. It started like around the last week of May. But I've been going to a chiropractor. So
it's called stress. It's called stress, baby. That's called stress. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stress can give you pain in your body like somebody then jumped on you and beat you up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just take it easy, relax, praise the Lamb of God, and let the good times roll. Hallelujah. God is on your side. Let me reaffirm that in you today. God is on your side. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your faith and trust in God is being developed. This is one of the hardest things for the believers to really come into grips with when it's in motion, and that is the author and the finisher of your faith. God begun the faith in you, and he's going to grow it the measure that he wants it to be. And that comes through experiences. I shared last night that God uses experience as the chisel, praise the Lamb of God, to mold us into what he would have us to be. And a lot of times, if you look at a beautiful structure, you'll never think of the pain that structure had to go through to become that pretty. And so is our faith and our journey in God. No one will believe what you've been through in order to arrive at where God will have you to be. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to his will and the work he will have you to do. I mean, I can let Bertha talk right now. She'll tell you about all the tears and all the rejection and all the hurt and all the pain and all the suffering that she has had to go through to become Prophetess Bertha. I can let the Prophet Daryl Sanders talk, and he'll just go to howling and howling of all he has to go through to receive the anointing. Praise the Lamb of God, and the accuracy, and to be the person that he has become today. And me, my goodness gracious, you just don't want to know. I'm like Marvin Winans. You just don't want to know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if I had a dime for every time I had to call God's name, something tell me I'll be wealthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But this is just the way that God processes us, and it seems like it's ups and downs, ins and out. We take 5 steps forward. We be pulled back 2 steps, this, that, or another, and it gets crazy. It gets lonely. It's just a whole conglomerate of things, but God is working you through a process. That I share with you readily. But you're going to come out like pure gold. And I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetess. Say something to your daughter.
I just agree 100% totally with your apostle. You're just going through a birthing and a travailing season right now, Janelle. You're too blessed to be stressed. Take the pain. No pain, no gain. Because in the end, you will be able to glorify God for all that he has taken you through, because you're going to be blessed above measure. Be encouraged. Bear the pain and take it as a good soldier. The Lord said to you before, you must endure it as a good, strong soldier. And you can do it. You can make it, and you can take it, because God is with you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Love you, too.
Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl.
I just want to say, Sister Janelle, that I heard the Lord said you were made to go through what you're going through.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And you don't have to sweat and you don't have to worry. In other words, as my mother would say, just put it all on cruise and just go with the flow. And this is how you trick the enemy. When you begin to worship and give God glory and praise God in the midst of what you're going through.
My God.
The Lord said, it's only temporal.
It's only temporal.
The battle and the storm is only temporal.
Amen.
Just a few more risings of the sun, you're going to be out of this thing.
Mm. Glory to God.
For you do got an expected end.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just continue to lift your hands and give God praise and worship.
I'm telling you,
Thank you.
The Lamb of God. Again, I say to you, in everything that they have said, total agreement with it. This is going to be like a dream in just a short time. You're going to look back and say, wow, if I only had knew what God was doing for me. He delivered me from a horrible pit. Praise the Lamb of God.
I believe it.
Now
I
he's going to set.
It, I know.
Hallelujah. So just rejoice in God and let God meet the needs. And, I mean, right now, take this as a spiritual vacation. I wish to God we had set you up to go to the sanctuary with us. It would have been wonderful for you to be with us there the first week in August to spend that quiet time with God. Take it as a spiritual vacation. I'm going on vacation in the spirit. I'm going to enjoy God. I'm going to enjoy what God is doing. I'm going to praise and worship him and thank him for all that has happened and thank him for what he's about to do in my life. Praise the Lamb of God, because this next chapter is going to be a great chapter for you. Praise God. The
Glory
next
God.
Chapter. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I
love you, dear.
I have a question. I love you, too. I have a quick question.
Okay.
I was recently offered the opportunity to go on, like, a trip. I'm, like, seeking God as to whether or not I should go.
Why don't you call me after the show and let's talk about it?
Okay.
You know, it's some questions I want to ask you, but it's really, you know, it's got some little private touches on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Love you guys. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you
be
too.
Blessed.
Okay, you guys be blessed.
That's my daughter, Janelle. All right, Eric Cole. Here we come, here we come, here we come. Eric Cole, 313-932.
Eric Cole,
313.
How you doing? Can you
fine,
hear me?
Fine, Gina, Gina from Argentina. How you doing?
Not too good.
Gina.
What?
Are you there?
I'm not. Yeah, can you hear me?
No, you went out for a minute for a couple of seconds there. It was so
quiet.
Because
I'm down here in this county. I'm down here in the Coney Island downtown. I had got those papers for the guardianship, but it's not going to let me take care of none of my mother's business. Now they're telling me I got to get a conservatorship. Did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay. But what they gave you was medical part, right?
Right.
Okay, so you could have power. Well, that's first step. If you don't care nothing about her medical and her life, then nobody's going to give you power of attorney over the rest of her. Hello? You there?
Yes, I hear you. Yes. All
right, so, I mean, a lot of those forms and stuff, you might want to go on Michigan government. What is it, Michigan... Government. What is it, Angel?
Michigan.gov.com.
And a lot of those forms and stuff like that is there that you can fill out and submit yourself.
I know. I got the paper, but should I just go on them and do the conservatorship now?
Yeah, I think you need to get as much... control over your mother's estate as possible. Okay.
So I need to go on and file those papers today.
Sure. If you can, file them.
Oh okay. Lord. Oh man. So, can I get a word today?
Well, that's what you were supposed to be calling in. We was
okay,
open.
Now I need a word.
Lord, there's nobody like Gina, you all. Praise God. I promise you. Hallelujah. My birth.
What? It's a prophet. I can't just call you up and ask you questions, so I have to call yourself.
My birth.
Be a prayer or whatever.
Yes, that's Prophet Gina. God says that your mind is too cluttered. That's why you can't hear him speaking to you clearly. And your faith, it wavers a lot. But God says he needs you to have complete trust and confidence in him and put him first. Because you're allowing other things to come before him. And God is a jealous God. And he said that we should have no other God before us. And it's time to slow down, take total inventory, and get your priorities in order, says the Spirit of God. And when you do that, you'll be able to see clearly and hear clearly what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. God will order your steps and direct you in everything you need to do when you put him totally and completely first and foremost in your life, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, Apostle. I just want to tell her that when it's getting ready to be another set of papers getting ready to come to you.
So what?
Look over these papers real, real good and carefully. Hallelujah.
I didn't hear that.
Because, see, I don't know. It looks like somebody is trying to work against you what you're trying to do. But the Lord says that everything is going to rule and work out in your favor. Because I don't know who's this working against you. I pick up a mail that's working against you, and it's the spirit of greed. Hallelujah. But God,
it's
to work out in your favor.
What he shared with you in the beginning, Gina, was that there is going to be another set of papers that's going to be given to you, and you need to look them over very, very carefully because of whoever this person is that is set to work against you. But God is going to work things in your favor. But this set of documents or paperwork that is going to need probably your signature and stuff, you're going to have to really read and interpret what it is saying before you sign on the dotted line.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
And lift up your head, daughter. It's going to be all right.
Still, I've been telling you, Gina, your most powerful weapon against the enemy right now is praise.
Yes. Glory to God.
Not pity,
right.
Praise. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come. Hallelujah.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. Praise the Lamb. Thank you all for ministering to her. All right, praise the Lamb of God. All right, let me see. Wait a minute, where we at right here? This look like Sylvia. 864 Erica O.
This is Sylvia's sister-in-law, Donna.
Donna, how you doing?
I am blessed, truly blessed.
Really now? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We love to hear
you.
That kind of testimony coming forth. The Lord doing great things?
Oh, God, he's doing awesome things.
Oh,
beyond my
wealth. Huh?
Listening this morning, Prophet, and I mean, what I sent out on my text to my praise team was confirmation because you spoke on what I sent out.
Lord
and,
Jesus.
And my God, I just praise God for the word because, you know, so many people are hurting, and I just listened to the lady on the phone, and, you know, in my spirit, I want to tell her that. You know, we try to do things on our own, but we can't do things on our own. And when we do things on our own, it makes us miserable because we don't know how to handle the situation. But until she turned everything
over,
everything to the Lord,
amen,
she's going to be in that state where she is now. But I pray God move on her behalf, that he will lift that burden off of her so her eyes can be open, that she can see him and not the situation.
Amen.
But I just thank God for the confirmation today on the word from you, Prophet Shakespeare.
My
and I
God.
Truly thank God for how he's moving in my life. And, you know, I'm going through ups and downs with things that I'm facing, but, you know, praise God, I learned how to turn it over to Jesus. Because when I can't do it, I know who can fix it. So, you know, this situation, what we're going through in this life, you know, you're right. The Holy Spirit has to abide within us. Sin has to move out the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you for the word today. And if you have a word for me, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Well, Evangelist, I'm just going to tell you now, praise the Lamb of God, just stay on the wall, preaching the way you're preaching, testifying the way you testify, and giving that word out, praise the Lamb of God, because you're in the right place. And that's why God has been doing so much for you, praise the Lamb of God, and on your behalf. Stay in the fire, praise the Lamb of God. Stay in the fire. And you must understand that when your testimony becomes a powerful impact upon others' lives, the devil gets mad as hell at you.
Oh yeah.
And see, we want the victory is, we want all of that, but there's some war in victory.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, life.
Glory.
Before victory is a battle.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
And when we start talking about the goodness of God, the way you just came on this show, that you don't think the devil is happy with you, do you?
Oh, he don't
there's
like
a,
me.
He don't
he
like
don't
you
like
at all. Matter of fact, he hates your guts.
Jesus.
And you better know he hates your guts. Praise the Lamb of God. And if he could, he'd kill you.
Yes.
But the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But the blood of Jesus. I said, blood. The blood.
Yeah.
That covereth
Jesus.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
Now, you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Everything is really all right in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan be throwing mirages at you.
Oh, yes.
It looks one way when it's really another way. It looks messed up, but God has set you up for your blessings. You're going to be just fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you got a strong testimony down in you. Praise the Lamb of God to deliver many, to set captives free. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's in your voice. There's power in your voice. Hallelujah. You better know you got it. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, what you hear?
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist Donna, the Lord says, James 1, 2 and 3 unto you today. My brother, my sister, count it all joy when you fall into direst temptations. Of your faith, work it, patience.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Go through it. Go through the flood. Go through the fire. Because when you cry, say the Spirit of God, Evangelist Donna, you're coming out. And still go, and they will know, says the Spirit of God, that you have been with the Father. Walk by faith. And not by sight, because it's only okay, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to your holy name, God.
Glory to God.
There
y'all go. It's on fire up in
here. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
My, I'm scared to give Prophet Dale the mic. Lord, have mercy. Lord,
oh,
yes. Fire. Oh, God. What an awesome God we today. My God, Prophet Dale.
Yes, sir, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Is there something you want to say to this daughter?
I just want to tell her for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal.
Lord
but
Jesus.
They're parted through God to the pulling down, tearing down of every stronghold. Hallelujah. And I just want to tell you this, the things that you have experienced for the last past 3 years, God said, God is getting ready to open up a bear. Oh, my God. God is getting ready to send you an overflow.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Just for your faithfulness and your obedience.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
God is ready to give you an overflow. The Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to restore to you.
Hey.
The years.
Jesus.
The cancer worms.
Hey,
and the
glory. Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah.
You
thank you, Jesus.
You have
hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
And the things that you was wrestling with, God said is over now.
Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The torment you with, God said is over now.
Thank you.
But God said the latter house is getting ready to be greater than the former house.
And glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
I dare you to just go walk to your door. You're going to see the hand of God move.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Jesus.
Boy, I tell you, the truth up in here, the fire is on. The pot, people of God. Hallelujah. Daughter, I told you, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Your blessings are sure.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Your blessings. I'm sure, and the devil can't take them away from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're covered, baby. You're covered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But let your testimony be great, and when you open your mouth about God, sound the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That trumpet, girl, because you got it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all in your belly. Let the Holy Ghost flow. And out of
hallelujah.
You, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, oh boy, blessings coming your way for sure. I done told you that. Praise God. This confirming word, that prophet Daryl and that Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. Just know that you're kept. You're kept, daughter. Praise the Lamb. Okay, hi, look, you kept.
Hey,
praise the Lamb.
You.
And you just watch God do what no other God can do. Can't
thank
nobody
you,
do what our God. Praise the Lamb of God. He's awesome in
thank
all
man.
Of his ways.
Thank
all
you.
All right, baby. You be
thank
blessed
you,
here. Ooh-wish. She got her a dose today, I tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, all right, all right. Let me see here. Praise the Lamb of God. Next on the line. Praise the Lamb. We was all the way in the Carolinas. We've been everywhere today. Let me see where we're going now. Area code 985.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man of God, this is Deborah.
Oh, we're down in the bayou.
Oh,
we're down
in
there.
The
praise the Lamb of God, where
the
alligators eat.
Hallelujah.
How are you doing, Deborah, daughter?
Guess what? I'm calling in to say, guess what, that I've been trying on every side. Guess what? But I can testify today that he is a keeper.
Uh-oh.
In the midst of it all. He's a keeper.
He is a keeper.
He is a keeper.
In the midst of it all. Praise the Lamb of God. Tried on every side. My goodness gracious. But let me tell you something, baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the fiery trials, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the test come upon you.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Yes.
And again, rejoice. I say rejoice. Hallelujah.
Giving me a song.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I felt it in my belly. Rejoice.
He's giving me a song, man of God. He's giving me a song. Just a few words. Just a few words of a song that has been ministering to me the last couple of weeks, and it's been drawing me. Draw me.
What is it?
Guess what?
Hey, what is this?
Guess what?
We want to hear something.
Draw me, Lord. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running after you.
Yes, Lord.
Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. That's what he's giving me.
Well, you shouldn't have sung that, Prophet Darrell, that stole your song.
Woo!
You shouldn't have sung that on this radio. Prophet Darrell's going to be in a studio singing that, recording it. Lord, Lord.
That's ministered to me so much.
Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, ain't it wonderful how little God can give you that'll do so much? Just a couple of words. Lord, Lord. Draw me.
Lord, draw me.
And I'll come running after you. My God, my God. Ooh, my God, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul, hallelujah, longeth after you, oh God. My God, my God.
Yes.
Let let these prophets and prophetess talk here. Come on, Bertha. What you hear for Deborah? This is my one of our members down in the bayou. Under my cover and talk to her.
No matter what the problem, you can't solve it. They may come, but don't you worry, because it will work out for the good of them who love the Lord. God says to you, Deborah, Psalms 23 and 5. Thou prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. God is preparing a table for you, Deborah. And he's going to make your enemies your footstool right in front of their face. Then you're going to be singing to them, come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Just keep telling God, oh, draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you. Because God has all worked it out for your good. It is already done. Says the Spirit of God, walk in peace and be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God.
Prophet Darrell.
Hallelujah.
These some singing women on this show.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, when she called her name, I love this lady because that's my mama name.
Oh.
And you have to be
careful
to these devils. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to tell my sisters, they was ministering to you. I saw you standing before a fountain. Jesus. That was filled with blood. It was that plain blood that was flowing out of Emmanuel's veins.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord told me to tell you the same way you stood before this fountain is the same way you're going to be able to receive the blessings that he has stored upon you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Lord told me to tell you, don't you dare worry in this season. Don't murmur and don't complain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because as you stood before this house, I just saw the Lord cover you with his glory. He covered you with his glory. In other words, he wrapped you up in his word. And when he wraps you up in word, hallelujah, that means favor set upon your shoulders.
Thanks.
So in other words, you have to be careful and be watchful who you hang out with.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Be careful who you come in contact with, because the glory is precious. The anointing of God is precious. The Lord commanded. God said, you text the Lord, you said, Lord, I have not felt your presence in such a long time. God said he's getting ready to visit you. So when you begin to come before the king, begin to bow down and worship him. That's why you stood before this fountain that's filled with blood. And God is
going to
put the super on your in Jesus' mighty name.
My. Deborah. Just hold on, baby. It's going to work out for your good. God's got so much in store for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just watch what I tell you. Hallelujah. How your business is going to start pulling off like dollar bills. Hallelujah. Your blessings, you're going to be able to peel them off like dollar bills. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's just going to intensify and intensify and intensify. Your best days are still in front of you. You have not experienced best days. They still in front of you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see you dancing. I see you dancing in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Dancing. And how good God is to you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is
hallelujah.
Well with you. Hallelujah.
I receive every good office. And I thank
love you
so much.
I love you. I have to love you now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
my
goodness. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, boy. God is releasing. Yes. I got to say this, people of God. God is releasing. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you. It's like parachutes with blessings. I see them all over the sky. But they have a GPS connected to it. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Destination
hallelujah.
To the saints. Hallelujah. It's like they're falling. In various areas, but ain't falling to every house. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to the ones that is assigned to. But I see the blessing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Falling, just falling down. Praise the Lamb of God. Showering down on his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Promise you. Our God, hallelujah, that God is moving on your behalf. In this season, people of God, praise the Lamb. I don't care what it looks like.
God
is setting you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For your best day.
Jesus.
God is setting you up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your best days. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is not a God that lives in the past.
Oh, God.
He's alive in your future. He's alive in your future.
Is.
And your future is every second. Praise the Lamb of God that you're alive. You're entering into your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch what God do next. Keep your eyes on God. Forget about the storm. Forget about what's going on. Put your eyes on God and cast all your cares unto him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. And you're going to tiptoe through these landmines that the enemy has set for us. Hallelujah. You're going to be walking, looking at the Lord, and the Lord's going to lead you all around the minefield. Hallelujah. He's the Lamb of God. Oh, just keep your eyes on him. Praise the Lamb of God. Keep your focus on Christ. Keep your focus on Christ. Stay in that word. Don't let the enemy rob you of your joy. Hallelujah. Don't let him take that from you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You joy in knowing that God loves you. Joy in knowing that he's in you. Joy in knowing he's your provision. Joy in knowing that he's a doctor. Hallelujah. That heals. Joy in knowing that wherever you go, lo, I'm with you always, even the end of the world. You got to get joy in that. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
The goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you.
Hallelujah.
Your soul.
Name Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.